Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. There are so many different angles to this thing, and one of them that we are now coming into meeting head-on is online. Many people have done it, but online schooling and trying to train, if you're an athlete, for whatever the next season is, without you're not under the jurisdiction of any coach. Lily Landis grew up here, and she goes to Air Force Academy. She's a sophomore there, plays volleyball at Air Force Academy, and she has returned home as they cleared the campus and began to allow them to learn through their online training facility. She joins us now. Lily, thank you for giving us some time tonight on the CenterPoint Energy Home Hotline.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Yeah, the full disclosure, Lily's father and I played college baseball together back in the day at Hamlin. Has he told you any stories about those days, Lily?
Yes, sir, yes.
We'll believe about a third of them, okay?
Will do.
Tell me about this. You go to the Air Force Academy, and you play volleyball there, and you train, and that's a lot of discipline that goes into being a student athlete out there. What is your schedule like on campus there to do both participate and be a student?
Yes, sir. So in the spring season, we're at about 20 hours a week for practice. So I'll get up around 5 in the morning and we'll lift before classes, which start at 7:30. We'll have class until about lunchtime. We'll sometimes have meetings within our squadrons. Then we'll go straight down to practice, maybe another lift until dinner, and then homework until we finally find the time to go to bed. So.
And away you go. Now, you had a chance to go participate in the Olympic trials not that long ago. Now, there won't be any Olympics this year. What was that like?
It was a great experience, honestly. Just being able to play with some of the best talent in the country and then being coached by Karch Karai, the coach of the Olympic team. So
yeah, what was he like, his supervision?
He was awesome. He was a very personal guy. He had some great insight. You know, he's been in the system and coaching for years. He was an Olympian himself, and so we had a lot of great insight to give all of us players there that weekend.
And so then what happened? What day did they clear you out and say, classes are dismissed for now, go home and learn online? How did that go down out at the academy?
So we were actually in the middle of something called recognition, which is a rite of passage for our 4-degree cadets. And then we were told by the superintendent that we would all be briefing as the lower three classes on 8:30. Friday morning, I think it was March 13th, and he basically said the lower three classes are going to be dismissed, you know, just for health concerns and what's going on in the country right now. And we were out that day, so I had about 5 hours to pack up my room and head home.
Did you drive home or fly home? What'd you do?
I flew home, but there were some cadets that drove their cars home, too.
Okay, so now they send you home and they say, here comes the online portion of our syllabus. So you get home, and we've heard about this online training and learning. Most people have not enacted it yet. Schools haven't enacted it yet. They've just said, this is what we're going to do. Smart learning, they call it. What has that been like? What's that like for you to get up tomorrow and to go to class in your room or your den or wherever it is? How do you set that up, and what's that like?
Yes, sir. So for us, most of our classes are going to be synchronous, which means we're all going to log on at the same time. I know a lot of civilian universities are doing asynchronous or even just pass-fail options, but for us, we don't really have that option. So we just log on at a normal class time. We'll Skype with our professors. We can ask questions just like we do normally in class, and we just kind of go from there. It was a huge turnaround for us. We didn't really have any online infrastructure set up for anything like this, so it was really impressive that they were able to turn it around so quickly for us.
What does it feel like in that kind of a classroom setting? Does it feel similar? Does it feel distant? What does it feel like?
It's very similar, just because we have pretty small classes at the academy. About 20 cadets is probably the biggest class that I've ever been in. So it's very personal still. All of our instructors have been super helpful, reaching out with their numbers if you want to FaceTime for some We call it extra instruction or kind of one-on-one tutoring. So they've been very accommodating. It's just a little different due to the fact that, you know, I'm sitting in my bedroom and I'm not, you know, in a lecture hall with my 20 other cadets.
But I understand as part of it, they have you wear your uniform?
Yes, sir. So we're on video call and they can see us and we can see them. So they want us in uniform and still upholding that standard that we did while we were there.
And does that in part make you feel like you're part of formal learning because you got to get up, you got to think about it, you got to put clothes on, the same ones that you wore when you're on campus? Does that help in the learning process?
Yes, sir. It helps a ton. I think some problems that some other students at civilian universities might find with transitioning to online classes is that you just kind of feel stuck. You know, your day isn't starting like it used to start. But for us, having to get up, put the uniform on, do your hair, you know, it helps to get you going and make you feel like you're at school just like you were.
And how do you train for volleyball if you're doing 20 hours a week and now you have no teammates or coach around? How do you train?
Yeah, it's a little tough right now. So as gyms are closed as well, our trainer has just sent us, you know, online, at-home workouts, just bodyweight kind of stuff. But it's essentially volleyball online, you know. We're looking at film with our coaches. We're in chat rooms, just kind of doing our best with what we can right now. It's kind of tough for everyone in the country as well.
So how do you go about it? Are you doing lunges with barbells? Do you go out for a run? What do you do?
So right now it's mostly body weight, a lot of lunges, a lot of squats. We have a leg circuit that we do almost every day. Some sprinting, you know, as the weather in Minnesota will allow. But, yeah, we're all on the same program. So all my teammates and I are doing the same lift every day, even from every corner of the country right now.
And if everything works out and we're able to get through this in the next few months, what would be next? When would you return to campus?
So as of right now, the Department of Defense has a travel ban that's enacted until May 11th. So May 11th is the earliest that we're looking at going back right now, you know, assuming everything goes as well as it can.
Is there any conversation when you go to the academy about how the military could be used in a crisis situation? Or is that only after you graduate and you're actually employed by it? Or do you have those kind of conversations like, hey, if we get to or this moves to, you could be asked to? Does any of that happen?
Not right now, sir. So right now our main focus is just getting our degrees. If something were to escalate to a certain point, that could be a possibility. But as of right now, I think the only options I'm looking at for humanitarian relief in this manner is the National Guard.
So have you been able to keep a pretty regimented schedule of going to class, so to speak, and training, and as similar as it can be without the benefit of having your friends around?
Honestly, it was a pretty hard transition. At home, we just have so much more free time than we did there. There's so many meetings and briefings that fill up our time when we're actually on the Hill at the academy. So being home, we all have a lot more free time. But I'd say most of us have kind of finally gotten to a routine here of waking up, going to class, going to work out, and doing homework. So
now there is a new normal that you've adapted to, in essence, huh?
Yes, sir. Definitely different, but...
But it has to feel good, too, that you're not losing ground academically, right? You're keeping up with it. You're not. It's not like you're going to be credit short or you're going to be off course to graduate because you're going to stay on course. And that has to feel good about it, that whenever you get back, you haven't lost out on or you haven't lost valuable class hours.
Absolutely. I mean, for the academies, all of the service academies, it's 4 years and you're out. You know, there's no fifth year. There's no extra semester. Everything has to be done in 4 years. So that's why it was so challenging, I think, for our faculty to figure out how they could keep this semester on track and keep us all on track. And our first years are actually still there. So our seniors are still on the Hill. They're doing online classes as well, but they're still at the academy because our main mission is to get them to graduate. So
they literally are there just doing their work, but they just have access to more? Is that the reason?
Yeah, one of the reasons was so they could each have their own room, just kind of to spread out. And if there was a case at the academy, to keep them spread out and keep it as low as possible. As of right now, there's none there, which is super awesome, but that was the reason to get the lower three classes out, is so that those firsties could spread out and get their own rooms.
And last question, do you spend a lot of time talking to your friends socially, or what do you do to just to keep up and keep some sense of socialism?
Yeah, I think FaceTime is, you know, the biggest way for everyone right now. I mean, I FaceTime my teammates like every day, and it's hard because you see so many faces every day there. You know, there's so many people in your classes. There's about 15 girls on the team I would see every day. So, yeah, we're just trying to FaceTime and keep it as normal as we can.
Lily, keep up the great work, and remember, only believe about a third of what your dad says, okay?
I will. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it very much. Lily Landis, from Minnesota to the Air Force Academy, and that's something, isn't it? Because I keep thinking that everybody's kind of getting ready to go back to school somehow online, and she's like, no. We put a uniform on every day, and we sit in front of the computer, and it's game on. And then our coaches tell us what to do, and it's game on. I'm not so sure that's not the best case scenario, because you don't have to think. You could just involve yourself in something.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.